Adele has lived with Fred for 4 years now. He can be so charming, but sometimes, for no reason at all, he will get so angry with her. Some little things will set him off, and then he starts screaming and throwing things. Sometimes he even hits her. The other day he became furious when he realized they were out of peanut butter. He insisted that he had told Adele to pick some up, but she knows that he never mentioned it. That fight ended with a broken plate on the floor, her leg cut from a piece that hit her when he threw it, and both kids crying in their rooms. Adele knows that she needs to leave Fred, but it's so hard to do it.
Where will we live? How will we survive?
He controls all the money, and she is too embarrassed to ask her family for help. But what if he hurts one of her kids? This morning, Nikki, Adele's 6-year-old daughter, sat quietly at the breakfast table, just picking at her food. When Adele asked her what was wrong, she started to cry.
"I don't like it when you and Daddy fight," she had shouted. "Why don't you just do what he asks you?"
Nikki then jumped up and ran to her room, slamming the door shut. Adele was shocked. She has tried so hard to keep the problems between her and her husband away from the kids, but she knows that sometimes they hear and see too much.
"I thought that because they were so young, they wouldn't be bothered by the arguing. But I know now that it is impacting them. I need to talk to both of them and help them understand that I want to keep them safe."
But they are still so young. How can she begin to talk about all this with them? The other day, Adele was scrolling through her Facebook page on her phone while she enjoyed a cup of coffee. Her husband Fred asked her what she was looking at.
"Not much,"
she answered.
"Just checking Facebook and seeing what's going on with everyone."
She noticed a dark look come across Fred's face. "I think you spend way too much time on there," he complained. "No wonder the house is always filthy. Who is so important on there that you can't take proper care of your house and your husband?" He began to rant about how she must care more about her friends than him, and then started throwing out all kinds of crazy accusations. "You're probably fooling around my back, is that it? Tell me the truth," he shouted. She tried to get him to calm down, but the only way she could stop him was to offer to give him her Facebook password so he could check her page whenever he wanted. That seemed to satisfy him for the moment.
"His controlling behavior is really starting to scare me. It feels like I have no privacy. He is watching everything I do, even online."
Her phone is one of the only connections she has with her friends and family now that he has cut her off from seeing most of them. What will she do if he takes away her phone? Well, it finally happened. Adele's worst fear came true. Last night, her husband Fred got into another rage, this time about the way Adele set the table, if you can believe that. He just swept all the dishes and food off with his arm and knocked everything all over the floor. Adele was so upset. She had worked so hard to make a nice meal, and Fred ruined it with his crazy temper again. That was bad enough. But when her 6-year-old daughter tried to help Adele clean up the mess, Fred screamed at her and raised his hand as though he was going to slap Nikki. The only thing that stopped him from hitting her daughter was when Adele stepped in and took the blow to her face herself. Later that night, Fred cried and told Adele he was so sorry and that he had just had a bad day. He promised that he would certainly never hit a child, and that it would never happen again.
"Afterwards, it occurred to me that Fred hadn't even bothered to apologize for hitting me. I have heard his empty promises too many times before. I have no choice. I have to leave him. I don't know how, but I know it has to happen. I have so many questions."
Where can she go? How will she survive without his income? What will Fred do to her if she leaves him and takes the children with her? After leaving Fred and staying in the family violence shelter for several weeks, Adele is finally ready to move into her own home. It has been a challenge to get everything figured out, but the shelter workers provided so much help and support. Although she really wanted to return to her home community, Fred was extremely angry and upset that she had left him without warning, so she has decided it is best to settle in another location. Adele has some family in another community and has decided to move there. She was able to find a job similar to the one she had before. It is only guaranteed for 6 months, as she is covering for another worker who is away on leave, but they told her that there was a good chance it will turn into a permanent position. She has been approved for housing in a duplex and was able to get financial assistance to help pay the damage deposit. The kids are looking forward to getting back to a normal routine.
There is still so much to do. I have to deal with Fred and figure out custody issues for our son and still try to keep everyone safe. I would like to get some of my stuff out of the house, but I will need help doing that.
Adele got an emergency protection order when she first left, so she is not sure how she can go into the house when he isn't supposed to have any contact with her. And speaking of the EPO, she also needs to get a more long-term restraining order or peace bond to make sure she can keep herself and her family safe. So much to worry about, but she knows she is on the path to a much better future, as long as she can get through all of this. It has been about 6 months since Adele left Fred. She has settled into her new community and is enjoying her new job. The person she was replacing decided not to come back, so she is pretty sure she will be able to stay on as a full-time, permanent employee. The kids are both doing well in their school and day home, and life has been pleasantly boring and uneventful. When Adele first left, she was so scared of what Fred might do. She heard that he was making all kinds of crazy threats about her and the kids, and even her family in her home community. She was overwhelmed with everything she had to take care of and completely exhausted by the stress of it all. But now that life has settled down into a new normal, she finds herself wondering if she should go back to Fred. He hasn't contacted her due to the restraining order, but that is going to expire soon, and she has been hearing through the grapevine that he seems to be making an effort to control his temper. One of her friends said he talks about her a lot and sounds like he really misses her and the kids.
Maybe he has changed. Maybe I was part of the reason why he got so angry. After all, if I had made more of an effort to keep the house tidy and maybe cared more about my own looks and stuff, maybe things wouldn't have been so bad.
She sometimes gets lonely in her new life. So should she give him another chance? Adele will be strong. She knows what the right thing is to do, and with all her supports in place, she can do it.